after a meeting of Nanda and Vasudev. Although Krishna was the real son of Vasudev and Devaki, on account of conscious, atrocious activities, Vasudev could not enjoy the birth ceremony of his son Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Krishna, enjoyed the birth ceremony of Krishna very joyfully. Next day, therefore, when it was declared that a male child is born of Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, according to Vedic custom, immediately called for learned astrologer Brahmins for performing the birth ceremony. According to Vedic system, just after the birth of a child, the astrologer calculates the auspicious moment of the birth, and that makes a horoscope of the child's future life. Another ceremony is that after the birth of a child, it is the custom that the family member should take bath and cleanse themselves and decorate with ornaments and nice garments and come in front of the child and the astrologer and hear of the future life of the child. For Nanda Maharaj and other members of the family dress and sit down in front of the birthplace. All the Brahmins assembled there on this occasion chanted auspicious mantras. According to the rituals, the astrologers performed the birth ceremony. On this occasion, all the demigods are also worshipped, as well as the forefathers of the family are also worshipped. Then Nanda Maharaj distributed 200,000 of cows well decorated with ornaments and dress to the Brahmins. He not only gave the cows in charity, but he made hills of grains decorated with garments with golden border and many ornaments, and all those grains and clothing were also distributed among the Brahmins. Next, in the material world, we possess riches and wealth by so many ways, sometimes not in very upright and pious ways, because that is the nature of accumulating wealth. Therefore, according to Vedic injunction, such wealth should be purified by giving in charity cows and gold to the Brahmins. Similarly, a child born is also purified by giving in charity grains to the Brahmins. This material world, it is to be understood that we are living always in contaminated state. Therefore, to purify ourselves, we have to purify the duration of our life, possession of our wealth. The contamination of ourselves are to be purified in different ways. So far, our duration of life is considered, we have to purify it by taking daily bath and cleansing inside and outside of the body, by accepting the 10 kinds of purificatory processes, by austerities, by worship of the Lord, and by distribution of charity, we can purify the possession of wealth. Similarly, we can purify ourselves by studies of Veda in the matter of self-realization and understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth by such studies. It is therefore stated in the Vedic literature that by birth everyone is born a Shudra, and by accepting the purificatory process, one becomes peace born. And by studies of the Vedas, one becomes vipra, or just preliminary qualified for becoming a Brahmin. And when one understands what is the absolute truth in perfection, he is called a Brahmin. And when the Brahmin reaches further perfection, he becomes a Vaishnava or a devotee. Next verse. So, in that auspicious ceremony, all the Brahmins assembled there began to chant different kinds of Vedic mantras to invoke all auspiciousness to the child. Different kinds of chanting known as Dhruta, Magad, Bandija, Virudavali. And along with these chanting of mantras and songs, there was sounds of bugle and kettle drums sounded outside the house. On this occasion, all the pasturing grounds, all the doors of the houses, courtyard, and within and without the house, there were varieties of artistic painting with the pulp of rice. Scented water sprinkled everywhere, even on the road and the streets. The ceilings and the roof were decorated with different kinds of flags and festoons. Green leaves and gates made of green leaves and flowers. All the cows, bulls and calves were smeared with a mixture of oil and turmeric and painted with minerals like red oxide, yellow clay, manganese, with garlands of peacock feather covered with nice collared dresses along with necklace of gold. Next paragraph. When all the ecstatic cowherds men heard that Nanda Maharaj, father of Krishna, was celebrating the birth ceremony of his son, automatically they become very much engladdened and dress themselves with very costly garments and ornamented the whole body with different kinds of earrings and necklace with grand turban on their head. And after dressing themselves in this gorgeous way, they took in their hand various kinds of presentation. And thus all of them approached the house of Nanda Maharaj. Next verse. Similarly, all the cowherd's women, as soon as they heard that Mother Yashoda has given birth to a child, all of them became overwhelmed with joy. And very soon, they also dressed themselves with various kinds of costly garments and ornaments with scented cosmetics on their body. Next paragraph. As the dust on the lotus flower exhibits an exquisite beauty of the flower, similarly, all the gopis, when they dress themselves with the dust of kumkum on their lotus-like face, such beautiful gopis took their respective presentation and very soon reached the house of Maharaj Nanda. All the gopis were overburdened with their heavy hips and swollen breast, and therefore could not proceed very quickly towards the house of Nanda Maharaj. Still, out of ecstatic love for Krishna, they began to proceed as quickly as possible. Their ears were decorated with pearl rings. Their necks were decorated with jewel padlocks. The lips and eyes were decorated with different kinds of lipstick and ointment. Their hands were decorated with nice golden bangles. And when they were very hastily passing on the road of stone cranks, the flower garlands which were decorating their body, some of them fell on the ground, and it appeared that there was a shower of flowers falling down from the sky. And because on account of movement of different kinds of ornaments on their body, they were looking still more beautiful. In this way, all of them reached the house of Nanda Yashoda and blessed the boy. "My dear child, you live long just to protect us." While they were blessing child Krishna in this way, they were offering on his body a mixture of turmeric powder with oil, yogurt, milk and water. Not only they sprinkle this mixture on the body of child Krishna, but also on all other elderly persons who were present there. In this way, when the Supreme Personality of Lord Krishna appeared in the house of Nanda Yashoda as their child, that time, in that auspicious occasion, there were different kinds of bands also, founded by expert bandsmen. When the cowherd's men saw thus the pastimes of the cowherd's women, certainly they became very much engladdened, and in response to the cowherd's women, they also began to throw on the body of the gopis things like yogurt, milk, and clarified butter, water. Later on, both the parties began to throw butter on each other's bodies. Nanda Maharaj was also very much engladdened to see this strength of the cowherd's men and women. Thus, he also became very liberal in giving charity to the respective persons who assembled there, namely the singers, different kinds of singers. Some of them were reciting great versions from Upanishad and Puranas. Some of them were glorifying the ancestors of the family, and some of them were singing very sweet songs. In this way, there were many learned Brahmins also present. So Nanda Maharaj, being very much satisfied on this occasion, began to give them in charity different kinds of garments, ornaments and cows. It is very important to note in this connection that how much the inhabitants of Vrindavan were happy simply by raising cows. All the cowherds men were belonging to the Vaishya community, and their business was to protect the cows and agriculture. So by their dress, by their ornaments, by their behavior, it appears that they were in the village, and still they were so rich in material position, and especially in possessing various kinds of milk products, so that they were throwing butter lavishly on each other's bodies without any restriction. Practically, the demonstration of their festivities were as milk, yogurt, and clarified butter, and similar many other milk products. And apart from milk products, by trading on their agricultural products, they were rich in possessing various kinds of jewelry, ornaments, and costly dresses. Not only they possessed all these things, but they could give in charity lavishly, as it is exemplified by Nanda Maharaj. Thus, Nanda Maharaj, the foster father of Lord Krishna, began to satisfy the desires of all kinds of men assembled there. He respectfully received them and gave them in charity whatever they desired. Learned Brahmins, who had no other source of income, completely dependent on the Vaishya community for their maintenance, so that they could receive lavishly all their requisition on such festive occasions like birthday, marriage, or similar other various auspicious occasions. While he was worshipping Lord Vishnu on this occasion and was trying to satisfy all the persons present there, the only motive was that his newly born child, Krishna, would be happy. Nanda Maharaj had no knowledge that his child, Krishna, is the origin of Vishnu, but still he was praying to Lord Vishnu for protection of his newly born child.
Step number seven, Krishna. That time, Rohini Devi, mother of Baladeva, the most fortunate wife of Vasudev, although she was away from her husband, still, just to congratulate Maharaj Nanda on the occasion of the birth ceremony of his son, Krishna, she dressed herself very nicely with garlands and necklace and all other different ornaments over the body, and appeared on the scene, moving hither and thither. According to Vedic system, a woman whose wife is not at home does not dress herself very nicely. But Rohini, although her husband was out of home, still she dressed herself very nicely on this occasion. Rohini was one of the 16 wives of Vasudev, and Baladev was transferred from Devaki's home to Rohini's home. This incident we have already discussed previously. From the opulent feature of the birth ceremony of Krishna, it is very clear that at that time Vrindavan was richest in every respect, or in other words, because Lord Krishna took birth in the house of King Nanda and Mother Jasoda, therefore the goddess of fortune in her own way was obliged to manifest her opulences in Vrindavan. It appeared that Vrindavan had already become the place of pastime of the goddess of fortune. After this ceremony, Nanda Maharaj decided to go to Mathura for paying the annual tax to the government of Kamsa, and as such he called for the able cowherdsman in the village and asked them to take
care of Vrindavan in his absence. This way, when Nanda Maharaj arrived in Mathura, Vasudev got this news, and he was very much eager to congratulate his friend. And thus, he immediately went to the place where Nanda Maharaj was staying. When Vasudev arrived at Nanda's place, at that time, Nanda Maharaj thought it that he has got back his own life. Thus, he immediately stood up, and being overwhelmed with joy, he immediately embraced Vasudevji with his two arms. This way, Vasudevji was offered a very nice place to sit on, and receiving him very warmly. At that time, Vasudev, being very much anxious about his two sons, given under his protection without his knowledge, with great anxiety inquired about them. Both Baladev and Krishna were the sons of Vasudev. Baladev was transferred in the womb of Rohini, his own wife, but she was kept under the protection of Nanda Maharaj, while Krishna was delivered to Yashoda personally in exchange of her daughter. Nanda Maharaj knew Baladev was the son of Vasudev, but he did not know that Krishna was also the son of Vasudev. But Vasudev, being aware of this fact, he inquired very eagerly about Krishna and Balaram, how they are doing. Next, Vasudev then addressed him, my dear brother, you are now old enough, and you had no son. Although you are very much anxious to get a son, now by the grace of Lord, you are fortunate enough to have one very nice son. I think this incident is very auspicious in your life. My dear friend, I was imprisoned by Kansa, and now I am released. Therefore, this is another birth of my life. I had no hope to see you again, but by God's grace, I am seeing. In other words, Vasudev expressed his anxieties about Krishna, because Krishna was left incognito in the bed of Mother Yashoda. Now, Nanda Maharaj, after celebrating very pompously the birth ceremony of Krishna, he had come to Mathura. So, Vasudev was very much pleased and said that this is my another birth, because he never had expected that Krishna also could be alive while all his other sons were killed by Kansa. He continued to say, my dear friend, it is very difficult for us to live together, although we have got families, relatives, sons and daughters, but by nature's way, we are mostly separated from one another. The reason is that every living entity appears on this earth under different pressure of fruitive activities. Although they assemble together, still there is no certainty of their keeping together for a long time, because according to one's own fruitive activities, one has to act differently, and they are separated. The very best example in this connection is that that in the waves of water, many plants and creepers are floating. But sometimes they are coming together and sometimes they are separated forever. One plant is going in one side, another is going another side. Similarly, our family assembly may be very nice for some time that we are living together. But after some time, in course of the waves of the time, we are separated. The purpose of this expression by Vasudeva was that he had 8 sons born in the womb of Devaki. But unfortunately, they're all gone. Even one son, Krishna, last son, he also could not be kept with him. He, Vasudeva was feeling his separation, but he could not express the real fact. Now, please tell me about the welfare of Vrindavan, where you have got many animals. Are they happy getting sufficient grass and water for their maintenance? And please also let me know that the place where you are now living, is that place undisturbed and peaceful? This inquiry was made by Vasudeva because he was very much anxious about Krishna's safety. He knew that Kamsa and his followers were trying to kill Krishna by sending various kinds of demands. They had already resolved in that way that all children born within 10 days from the birthday of Krishna should be killed by policy. So he was also very much anxious about Krishna and inquired about the safety of the place where he was living. Formally, he also inquired of Baladev and his mother, Rahini, who were entrusted under the care of Nanda Maharaj. Vasudev also reminded Nanda Maharaj that Baladev did not know his real father. He knows you as his father. And now you have got another child, Krishna. So I think you are taking a very nice care for both of them. Another peculiarity of Vasudeva's inquiry now Nanda Maharaj was about the animals. The animals, especially the cows, were protected exactly in the manner of one's children. As Vasudeva was Kshatriya and Nanda Maharaj was Vaishya. So as it is the duty of the Kshatriya to give protection to the citizens, mankind, similarly, it is the duty of the Vaishyas to give protection to the cows. The cows are as much as important as the citizens are important in the governmental function. As the humankind citizens should be given all kinds of protection, similarly, the cows also should be given all kinds of protection. That is the significance of this inquiry of Vasudeva from Nanda Maharaj. Next paragraph. Vasudeva continued to say that maintenance of religious principles, economic development, and satisfactory execution of meeting the demands of the senses, all these things depend on cooperation between relatives, nations, and humankind. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to see that his fellow citizens and the cows are not put into difficulty. Everyone should see to the comfort of his fellow man and animal, so that usually and in a very peaceful way the development of religious principles, economic development and self-gratificatory methods can be achieved without any difficulty. In other words, Vasudev expressed his feelings of sorrow on account of not being able to give protection to his own sons born of devotee. As such, he was thinking that his religious principles, economic development, or anything for satisfaction of his senses were all lost. Next, sir, on hearing this, Nanda Maharaj replied, my dear Vasudev, I know that you are very much agreed that the cruel Kamsa has killed all your sons born of Devaki. At last, although the last Isu was a daughter and Kamsa could not kill her, still the daughter has entered in the celestial planets. So, my dear friend, you do not be aggrieved because we are being controlled by our past unseen activities. And everyone is subjected to his past deeds. And one who is conversant about this philosophy of karma and reaction, he is practically a man in the knowledge. Such person, being in the knowledge of the creative activities of karma, may not be aggrieved for all incidences, happy or miserable. Vasudev then replied, my dear Nanda, if you have already paid the taxes to the government, and if you have already finished that job, you may soon return to your place, because I think the Gokula, there may be some disturbances. That is my opinion. Thus, after the friendly conversation and between Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev, Vasudev went back to his place. The cowherd's men who came to Mathura to pay their taxes, headed by Nanda Maharaj, also returned back their home. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta Padpar summary study of Krishna, fifth chapter in the matter of meeting of Nanda and Vasudeva.